Proclamation number 5041, dated the January 14th, 1951. Achieving beatitude, free will. Wolf amongst sheep. I truly only have but one goal, to give you humans beatitude. But your blessedness first and foremost necessitates that you should want it yourselves. Try to understand that this is not up to my will but solely up to your own free will. And this will is also sought by my adversary, who does not want to let go of you but cannot hold on to you if you want me. Thus you can understand that and why he afflicts those people who strive towards me, whose will has in fact already chosen me but whom he wants to regain. Beatitude is only possible in unity with me, which will be achieved without fail once a person has made his decision in my favor. Anyone who desires me is no longer at risk, but as long as he lives on earth he will be confronted by all kinds of temptations, because my adversary will not stop fighting until then, even if he is unsuccessful. My adversary works with cunning and force indeed. Nevertheless, his spirit is dark or he would recognize the futility of his endeavor. I want to give you beatitude, and by directing your will towards me you humans give me the right yourselves to draw you towards me. But Satan, realizing that you are lost to him, will not give in because he underestimates the strength of my love, since he believes that he can still wrest from me what nevertheless belongs to me. His method is to cause confusion, to plant doubts into people's hearts and thereby shake their faith in me. Yet, again, only your will is the decisive factor. If it belongs to me then you will soon recognize his deception and turn away from him. What was incomprehensible will become clear to you, and you will liberate yourselves from his power. He cannot hold on to you because you strive towards me. Hence, anyone who wants me will reach his goal indeed, irrespective of Satan's raging during the lost days before the end. Admittedly, at times he will be difficult to detect, for he frequently sneaks in disguised and takes hold of the most fleeting thought that could serve his purpose. He works with much cunning and force and people, who are not fully instructed in the truth, are used by him as tools because error itself grants him the cover he needs to conduct his battle from there. Pure truth will not let him arise, since he will always be recognized by those who live in truth. However, even the slightest error will grant him access, and then he will cause utter confusion, like a wolf that breaks into a sheep and generates fear and terror. Yet even then he will still be unable to cause harm if my sheep take flight to me, to their shepherd, who protects them from all danger. Thus, again, only the will is decisive, and as soon as it is turned towards me, Satan has lost all power over a person. Thus you should know that you will always be on the right path when I'm your goal, that you can neither fall nor trip since I am walking with you because I myself want to help you gain beatitude. Therefore, do not fear any adverse power but trust only in me, your God and Father of eternity, hand yourselves over to me and strive towards me. Then your will shall belong to me and truly, I shall not let you fall into my adversary's hands, who wants to alienate you from me. My love will seize you, and the strength of my love will also conquer him, since nothing can resist my love forever. Amen.